Gouging? What gouging? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Senate once again held hearings on gas prices and once again heard the head of the Federal Trade Commission say that passing a law against price gouging would only make things worse. Plus, she didn't see any evidence there was gouging going on. Senator Maria Cantwell disagreed, pointing to the strange behavior of gas prices in an area of her state.
So we're talking about an area that has three refineries nearby, and yet they have some of the highest gas prices.
She also said that BP at one point was exporting fuel to other countries for less than it could get here as a way to gouge Americans. But FTC Chair Deborah Platt-Majora says her agency has looked into this.
We looked at this very specifically, and we found absolutely not a shred of evidence.
No gouging there, although the actual proof of the lack of gouging remains a secret.
I was required by law to redact the information. That's what the statute says I have to do, Senator Cantwell.
But don't worry, she will work with the General Counsel's office to see whether that information can be provided.
We'll work with the General Counsel's office to see whether that information could be provided.
See, I told you so. So I'm sure we'll have it in a few hours. In the meantime, according to the Federal Trade Commission, which I would point out is a group of commissioners at the federal level who supervise trade, what you are seeing at the pump is not gouging. So please don't call it that. That is hurtful to some very sensitive corporations. And it's not like you're losing an eye. It's more like a nick, a scratch, a slight price contusion, a bump, a poke, a tickle, a price tickle. You can call it anything you want.
We looked at this very specifically.
Except illegal. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.